They're disillusioned, they've got no job security, they're registering their anger around the world at demonstrations like the Occupy Wall Street protests, and now they have a name. The precariat is the term that British academic Guy Standing uses to describe millions of people who say they're living in precarious economic situations and are increasingly disengaged from mainstream politics. In his new book, The Precariat, the Professor of Economic Security at Bath University says that these are the people behind a global surge in protest, from the European austerity riots to the Occupy protests to the Arab Spring uprisings. But he says while their goals may not always be clear, the rise of this new class is dangerous. Professor Standing is in Sydney this week and spoke to me about his concerns.
We've got an elite at the top, these abysmally rich people. Then you've got people still in salaried long-term jobs. And it's below that that this group that's emerging across the world, the precariat, I call it, people basically who are in precarious circumstances, not just in their jobs, but in their housing and in their conditions of life and so on. And it's quite clear that millions and millions of people are moving into this status.
So to what extent are movements like the Occupy movement part of this?
Well, the Occupy movement is an interesting symptom of the development. There's an angst and a real sense of anger, particularly among young educated people who have been sold a lottery ticket in terms of their education. And I think that the Occupy movement, I call it primitive rebels, in the sense that many people know what they're against. They're against the massive inequalities and the insecurities, but so far not quite sure what should be done about it.
So you say that inequality is a key driver. Is the global financial crisis intensifying this class divide?
Well, and certainly it is. I mean, since the financial crisis in 2008, a great sucking sound has developed. Millions more are suddenly threatened with being pushed into the precariat.
Are we talking mainly about people in the developed world reacting to job insecurity and rising inequality, or is it also evident in countries with rapidly growing economies like China and India?
Well, first of all, it is a global phenomenon. It's definitely, I mean, I've been invited to talk about the issues in Delhi, in South Africa, in Brazil, in Japan. It's definitely a global phenomenon. And it's interesting, I've had quite a lot of people contacting me from the Middle East. And in the Middle East, you had a mixture of things, obviously. But a large number of the very bravest people who've gone out into the squares have been young, educated people. It's not just one form of insecurity. It's employment insecurity in the sense that people feel they don't have good contracts that stretch into the future. It's job insecurity, which is a different thing, which is not having control of the way they can do their work and develop their skills. And it's income insecurity because they often don't know where their income is going to be coming from.
Guy Standing, is this really any different to an underclass in any era?
Well, first of all, I say in the book and demonstrated, I hope, it is definitely not an underclass. It is something that multinational capital and governments have actively sought. An underclass is a sort of drag on society. It's people who are, you know, social misfits. This is a type of labor situation which has been wanted by the international economy. A flexible supply who can be moved around easily, have the risks of life bear on them rather than on corporations. And the way I put it is that governments essentially made a Faustian bargain. And eventually the Faustian bargain ran out of steam and we had a huge crash in 2008. And this makes it a very dangerous situation that we've got coming up, because unless we have redistribution to reduce this grotesque inequality, it's not clear how living standards of the precariat are going to be preserved.
Yes, you call this precariat the new dangerous class. Why is it dangerous and to whom?
Well, I think it's very dangerous in a number of respects. It's dangerous in the first case because most of the people in the precariat are angry in the sense they don't identify with the mainstream political parties of the last century. The fact that people are participating in Occupy movements is almost a symptom of disillusion with the mainstream real politics.
You say that this is fueling a disengagement from traditional political parties, but some would say, is that a problem?
Well, it is a problem because if you have thinner and thinner democracy and people participate less and less, then you get a vacuum developing where people can manipulate very easily with big, powerful money, an extremist agenda. This sense of fear, it goes right across society, even to fairly affluent families.
Why do you say this is causing a thinning of democracy if Occupy protesters and Arab Spring revolutionaries are on the streets? Isn't that a broadening of democracy?
Well, it would be if it was leading somewhere, but they then start listening to extremist views, playing on the fears and insecurities, and are demonizing strangers. It's the fault of Muslims or migrants, and saying that if we could only get rid of those people or stop them coming into our country, then we could deal with the problems of insecurity. This is a very dangerous aspect, which is one of the reasons why I call the precariat the dangerous class. Now, I'm seeing this in Europe, all over Europe. There are far-right groups that are growing very, very fast. They are seriously dangerous, and it's reminiscent of the 1930s. The interesting thing is that the politicians so far haven't been listening well enough, but I do notice that a large number now are beginning to make contact, and I think this is very, very urgent for the political class everywhere to address.
That's Guy Standing, Professor of Economic Security at Bath University, and you can hear his views on what governments should be doing in a longer interview on our website. Professor Standing will also be giving a lecture about his new book, The Precariat, tonight at Sydney University as part of its Sydney Ideas Lecture Series.